This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Today, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. I'd like to talk a topic, a discussion for life. True friendship. What is a friend? What is a brother? What makes a person a good brother? What makes a person a good friend? When you listen, you think, all right, it's a self-help seminar. Mishnah tells us that could be one of the biggest milas is chavir tov. It's a Mishnah novice, to be a good friend. Let's begin with the parsha. Parsha's Baloischa, this week's parsha. We find that Moshe and Aaron were confronted by the Rabbeinu Shlom. It's at the end of the parsha. Vayem Hashem pisem el Moshe vel Aaron vel Miriam tzu shlashtechem el el mayid. Vayel Hashem b'amon onan comes down the Rabbeinu Shlom and he gives a shmuyis. A teichacha. Moshe Rabbeinu. Madua lo yireisim ledabe ba'avdi Moshe. How could you not be afraid to talk about Moshe Rabbeinu? Vayirav Hashem b'am vayelach. The Moshe gets angry and he moves away. The Shechina goes away. And Miriam, like we all know, becomes a mitzera because of the lashon hara she spoke against Moshe Rabbeinu. So Aaron starts to request for Moshe, Shmi Michael, he should daven for Miriam, and so he does. Vayitzak Moshe Hashem leimor keil na refanala. So Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that goes into action, so to speak. The daven for his shvester, davening for his shvester, that she should have keil na refanala refu shleima. It's interesting. I've asked many this question. After Kriyas Yamsuf, it says, Vatikach Miriam, Achis Aaron, Es Hatoif Biyoto. Interesting. Achis Aaron. So Chazal, and Rashi already quotes the Sifri, the Chazal, Achis Aaron, Velei Achis Meisha. She was Achis Moshe also. Why the emphasis? Only Achis Aaron. Takut Tekash. So Chazal, Tzvei Terutzim. The first Teretz is that Miriam was a Neviya before Moshe was a baby, and Miriam was already being Misnabe. She was giving advice to her father to take back the wife. So therefore, it's Achis Aaron. In the period of Aaron, Miriam was a Neviya. Atzveite Teretz Chazal Zogin. Lefi Shemosar Nafshori Oleho B'shoshin Itz Tareah. When she became a Mitzera, which is this week's Parsha, was Meisa Nefesh for her. Rabbeisai, I don't see where Aaron was Meisa Nefesh for her. Avu. At best, we find that Moshe Rabbeinu went to battle for her. So where was the Mesiras Nefesh for Aaron? I've asked this kasha to many, many people. Poshit Pshat. You know, I'm old, the Poshit Pshat is the Shenstum Bestazach. Poshit Pshat. Where was Aaron Mesa Nefesh? And that's why Achis Aaron, it's called Achis Aaron, because he was Mesa Nefesh Allah. Where in this story of the Tzaras? Rabbi said, let me give you a teretz, which I've thought about for quite a while. I've said it over maybe in the past. Shein the teretz, yeah? The Gemara says that Eve had the best friends. Eve is known. He went down in history. Eve had great friends. The three friends that were with him in the worst of times. The Gemara says, "Kichavrayit Eve or Misusa." Mamish, this is it. This is what a person needs. Says the Gemara, what's so special about these friends? So the Gemara says, a peladika thing, when Eve was in his misfortune, they all showed up at once. They all came together. Yeah? And they were menachem him, and they stood with him, and they consoled him. Fregt alte vom kelim, amegadikare. And so, a good friend, a mensch verloren, the vibe, the kinder, the ganze geld. So they came to him, and they sat with him. What's the grace of gedula? So if you look at the Gemara, it's mashu, they all came together, Epis. They all showed up at once. Fregt alte, nu, das eichet. The minute they heard, and each one was this, got the psura that Eve was needing need of his friends, so they all came together. Is vas. They fregt alte, nechachne musa. They say, let me upland the Gemara abyssal. The Gemara says, how taka did they all find out? How did the friends of Eve all find out? From the Gemara's mashma, that they didn't all live together. Otherwise, what's the big deal if they all came in the same carpool? We get coming in zelbe car. It's vas. Tenets is, we get coming from the other plots where they were living. So how did that happen? So the Gemara, because they had either a keser, a crown, or a tree. And on that tree, they had the faces of all three friends. Oiske kritzel from Bain, the gewend the penemel for the chaveirim. And when they would see that there's something wrong, there's a change in the facial expression, hat been gewusst, der chav is bizarre. Meire dich, ha? Also ich steht in the Gemara. Got that boim, they had a tree. And the tree gave them the psura, how each one was doing. No, I'm not fagging Akasha. So they have this tree, and each one has this tree in the backyard. So what's the taitz that they all came together? Well, the taitz is because every morning they went out to the backyard and they looked to see. You ever try to get, you send out an email with that text, that one guy reads it in the morning and the other guy reads it the next day. Punkt allem drei gekommen zusammen in the Territz is, the first order of business in the morning was, mit gegangen zum Baum, to search, to seek out Schleim, to see how the Chaveirim are doing. And the minute that they saw that there was something wrong, had migaychi kum in leifen, and that's the pshat that they all came together. That's the godless. But alle kum in zusammen. How did they all see it at the same time? How did they all be mechavin to the moment that we're all showing up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon? How did such a thing happen? And the teretz is because in the first thing in the morning, the schedule was gefintais was tutzach ban chaver, and the mailu, the first bus out the first taxi, or in those days, I guess, the first balagolech race. They all took the first, and they showed up together. So the mail of the chaver is not for sehelt yanim sarah. And then he responds, Fakert. He seeks out Shloim to find out. Rabbeisai, where did I get this word from? I'll tell you where I got it from. Once a Rameira de Ka'ara tells a word, shame we gold, Hafler fell, Mamish Hafler fell. Kayin kills Hevel. Kayin, he brought bad kabanis. He brought schwache kabanis. Hevel, he didn't do anything wrong. Kelt, gebracht gute kabanis. Steht in Pasik, as the Rebbeinu Shleilam cooked of Kayin and Azok, sorry, I'm not accepting your carbon. Well, Kayin will mechassel ishad, the Rebbeinu Shleilam said, this is not it. Kayin gets depressed, Ayipal Panav, gets a sour face, Rabbein Shalom Kumtzem. Then it says that Kayin meets Hevel in the field, Vayakam Kayin, Vayarig as Hevel. He kills Hevel. Chayra Kasha. How could Hevel get Misa if he didn't deserve it? He didn't do anything wrong. And a violent bench, what did he do wrong? Chazal tell us, good, you could start clearing. There's a very famous harachayim mit bechira. That person has the bechira, that even though the other guy is not chayiv, to kill him. By Yosef, famous harachayim. Good, efshtos araya go. Maybe this araya. Hagam hevel ganish geton, kain of God, bechire. It's a hagen in heaven. Aber ihr weiss doch, der Achaim ist doch achidus. So what's the pshat? Was begeht nicht mit dem Halach von der Achaim? What's the pshat? Chamal geat ameir, die getals a wort. Shein wie gold, haflu fella. The posik, you have to read the psukim. The psukim say that after the korban, Kayin, Vayipo Ponov, he became down. The Rebbeinu Shleilam come to him and is up to Naf, Lam, and Naf, Lupanecha. The Taino of Hevel is Favos Hevel, du hast das nicht getan. Zest, the Brüder geht darum, umidig. You see, your brother's walking around. He's Zabrachin. Where are you, Hevel? Where are you? Avu bistu? The Rebbeinu Shleilam darf kommen und sagen, Lama naflu panecho und geben em chizik, im seitiv seis, tu tshuva. Look positive, look ahead positive. Hevel, you should have given him the shmuyas. Of them, there was a shayrish. Of them, I took a krag at Misa. Psa taina. So you have to tell us about it. You see, a meire de gesach. A meire de gesach, a beisai. Nu, schlaf nicht. A beisai, schlaf nicht. Hafle fella. Hafle fella, nu. It's not enough. You hear that the guy's having a hard time. Forget. Kum vasei. Take the initiative. I see if something's bothering you. Can I help? Can I be there for you? Und unter das gewen, der Meile von die Chevre, the friends of Eve, that every morning, that was the first order of business. They looked at this tree. There's a change. There's an awful panecha. Yeah. Und allem das gesehen, und allem gekommen leifen. Now let's go back to the parsha. Hashavua Delvox parsha. Chabach Yisrael Takasha. Achis Aaron. Why called Achis Aaron? So the Sifri says two pshatim. One is because she was a Nevi'ah before Moshe was even born. And the second pshat is because of Masa Nafshe Aleha. Avu. Where? Moshe Davv. Moshe Rabbeinu Davv. Rabbi say, Lama plan the psukim. The Rabbeinu Shloi Lam, HaKish Baruch Hu Kum, Tum Gita Musa Shmuyas. Loikein Avdi Moshe, Pel Peh, At Abba Boy, and then Vayich HaRaf Hashem Bom, Vayelach. Ve'onon Sami Aloyo. Vayifen Arein El Miriam. Vihine Mitzay Ra'as. What's Vayifa now? What does the Pasuk mean? She was a Mitzayra. What, he turned to her? So I used to always think, Efshe Kemenzogin Apshat, a Mitzayra, G'day she should be, Taka, Adin Mitzayra, Daf Zeho Ma'akoyin. So maybe that's the Pshat in the Pasuk, huh? Vayifa, you're not dancing, du tanzt nicht mit der Salve, it's a shayna Welt, it's a shayna Blips. Vayifa, not the answer. Okay, so I'll tell you the other pshat. The pshat Rav Yisai is he was masa nafshei aleha. The Rebbein Shloim kum to get my Moshe Shmuyas. He could have thought to himself, "What's going to be with me? Who knows what the Charein Af Hashem? Who knows what the Taitza? Who knows what's going to happen to me?" That's not what he's thinking about. Vayifen, Arein El Miriam. First thing, Lamazem, Lasmach the Shvesta. How is she doing? The Rishon is Bekayis. The Rishon is angry. Maybe I'll get the wrath of the Eibishter. Who knows? No, that's not what his first. The first concern is. Was is the Shvesta? Smach the Shvesta. It's going to be with her. And he turns to Moshe Rabbeinu and he starts asking Moshe, go into action. So Avada Moshe was the one who davened. You know, Rabbi say davening fayenim when I was crying because can grace a tzidkis. That's a tzidkis, the Shvesta. That's not where we see the tzidkis that Moshe Rabbeinu davens that his sister. Yeah, I understand. She spoke against him. And I thought, PK need diamonds for her. Okay, this is Taka Tzidkis. I'm not minimizing the Tzidkis. I may say. Taka Tzidkis. Oh, but she felt Moshe Rabbeinu. She felt her Schwester. She felt krank. Oh, but Vayifen. The first order of business is Tracht Nish Zich Yenem. Nicht sich der Bruder, nicht sich der Schwester. How is she doing? And to run into action. Or to das Abaisai is brother. Concern. To take the initiative. To be involved. To see Taka. So Efshis nicht gut bei Yana. Efshis da problem bei Yana. I'd like to share with the Eilam Abisla Abaisai. Upland Mataycha Mishnah. Okay? The Mishnah, this week's Pirkei Avos, start over again, Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph. Nitinar Baili, Asay Lecha Rav, Kinei Lecha Chavel, Vehavidan is Kala Adam Lekavschus. These are random things. No, Asay Lecha Rav, Kinei Lecha Chavel. How did these three things come together? So, the Rav, the Tesis Yontif, the Ruachayim, Alared, Asay Lecha Rav, you'll never have it. And Kinei Lecha Chover, you'll never have it if you're not a Dan Lekavschus. Today, we're so critical. So, I say, kritische mention. Negative. So we can have the greatest Rabbeim and the best friend. No. Nicht kein Rebbe wie Stabin und nicht kein Chaver. Als er sagt, der Nefesh HaChayim, Fakad mei dem Mefashim of the Mishnah. Rabbi say, let's learn up another Pshat. Aber früher darf man ablernen, der Mishnah, Asei L'cho, L'cho. What's the Hadgoshe? The emphasis, L'cho. Asei, Rav. I say, Knei, Chover. What's Knei, L'cho? L'cho. Was will me mit L'cho? So, yeah, you would say, this came earth-shattering dick. But, Avethai, Sido Shein Reida, yeah? What does it mean, I say, L'cho, Knei, L'cho? First of all, what does Knei mean? Knei means to be kaina, acquire. Pashit means it's a kinyan. A person in life doesn't realize that just like he's kaina, mechassim, he's kaina friend. It's assets in life, assets. It's a kinyan. Knei, it's a kinyan. Knei l'chachava. Imagine a person says, ich bin ein gebenchter Mensch. I have a house. And I have a car, and I have plenty, my friend. You have a sprach like that? But what's that? We can have friend. It's a Kenyan, Rabbi Israel. A Kenyan. You look at the Rav, the Tesis Yontif, the Nefesh Achayim, the Ruchayim, Kenei Afilu B'Domim Merubim. Even with a lot of money. Yeah? We would think, well, I'm buying more friends. Yeah, as a state. Could you imagine a guy walks up that checkbook? I like him. I think he'd be a good friend for me. How much? How much? Say state the Mishnah. Say state the Mishnah. Knei afilu b'domim rubim. To buy him presents. You have to wean him. You have to win him over. It's just a... It's the Taisis Yantav of an art. Rebel Yishvei Zeich Tzadik Levrach at me amol gizogt a sharp zog of Del Mishnah. He said that the Briskerov used to say it, the Rabaran used to say it, and it's a zog from Europe. They weren't mechadishit. Kinei l'chochov. Chaverim daf min kefin mit gute geld. Sonim, das kommt am Sist. Son kickt mir am Sist. Das Ding fliegt mir so, das ist mir egal. Knei lich, alle schmeicheln. For some reason, everybody connects to this word. Knei lich, chaverim daf min kefin. Sonim, that you can... That comes for nothing. A dime a dozen. All right. So what's the taitch chaveis? That cave and a chaver. For cave and a chaver. Could you imagine a guy? He's going shopping. And we frag them, over what gehst du shopping? What are you going shopping for? Shopping for a good friend. Have you a psanusach like that? Their Mishnah tells us that you gotta shop for a good friend. So let me tell you, Rabbi, say, first of all, what's so important about having a good friend? So the Rambam of an art of their Mishnah and Rabbi Niena tell us three yesaidas, three reasons in the importance of having a good chava. The first is divrei Torah, learn with them. The Gemara in Tainis, Dav Zayin, Omer Aleph says, Chever al Abadim, Chever al Shesineim, Shal Talmid HaChom, Shiyoishim Bad, Bevad, Bezitzt Alein, Omer Lelt. It's terrible to sit alone and learn. You need a good Chavrusa. It's all of them. I could tell you, I have some good advice how to solve the Chavrusa tumult in Yeshiva. Come with the checkbook. No Shmeichus, this is HaGemara. Sidel Mishnah, no? According to Rabbeinu Yain and the Rambam. The Kneilach HaChaver is HaChavruse Umedaf is Keifim B'domim Rubim. I think that you would, in 2 seconds, you'd have very quickly solved all the Chavruse Tormu. The best Chavruse goes to the highest paying guy, that's all. Now you get asked, but maybe it should work the other way around, and then there's going to be, right? If I'm Avin Yavin, it's not the time for now. Bakal Panim Rabbeisai, a second reason. Sheichichay Alemis, that the friend should be able to tell you to your face that you're making a mistake. Here, Rabbeisai, we have a whole different concept of a friend. We call those enemies. What we call enemies, the Mishnah calls a friend. A guy tells another guy, you know, you're your uncle, you know, you're not right, you know. You should have paid for that thing. It's a, don't ever talk to me again. I have nothing to do with you. Stay away. That's how a friend talks. Yes! That's how a friend talks. Yeah, that's what the Mishnah says. Okay. The third reason why we need a good friend, Ben Saidei. A person needs someone we can open up to, tell his secrets, his inner feelings. We all know the famous Gemara, Daige Belevish, Yasichena Lacherim. You have to, open, honest, heart to heart, whatever's inside you, be able to communicate it to somebody else. Rabbeisai, let me tell you over avot tied in with the mice. Years ago, I said a hesped for someone in my father's shul. And the reason why I was asked to say it, even though I was the manchik at the time, because I was very close to the person, he was like a really good friend to me, even though he was much older. And that was his milo. He was a very good friend. So the family asked that I should speak, and I got up and I said an interesting thing. David HaMelech had a very good friend, Yoinesil was the Gadol Adam. When Yoinesil was killed, David HaMelech set a hesped on Yoinesil. What was the hesped? Zok the psukim, it's in the beginning of Shmuel Beis. Said a whole hesped. Vayikainin David es hakin azayis al shol val yoinus b'nai. Vayoymer l'lameid b'nei Yehuda keshes. Vakeret, he wanted them to learn it. There was a hesped that was given for the public that they should ksuv al sefer ayoshor. That should go down in the history book. Der hesped, yeah? One pasuk from this hesped, one part of the hesped is pasuk chavei. Sorry, pasuk chavov. Tsar li olecho, ochi yoinesu. No am toli me'ed. Very dear, very sweet. Shtel zachvar, you get up at the hesped of a gadol hador. And you start saying, he was such a nice friend. We had such a great time together. It was geschmack. We sat by breakfast. Geschmuyes. It's a bazillion. But the guyness, you don't got my dog. Red. Speak about his greatness in Tera. The giant genius. His buddy, his pal. Yeah. The guy sits with my breakfast and I read the chleis was the politik from the welt. Was tut sachta? So I once saw a beautiful malbim. I said over this malbim by the hesped. I said because we don't understand what it means to be a friend. A friend is a ruchniistic thing. It's a kinyan. It's a kesha. It's a kesha nafshi. Something very deep, something very halic. Nafshe, kshura b'nafshe. Tchuchni is the gezach, the Malbim says. If you notice, what was the mile of Binyamin that he got? The Beis HaMikdash b'chalko. Because he was Yedid, Yedid Hashem. Yovo Yedid, Ben Yedid, Yishkoy b'olei, Yivne li Yedid, Yedid, the famous Gemara, Baba Basa, good. If you know from the song, Eich good, don't mind. I don't know, I don't mind if you know it from the song, Yovo Yedid, Yivne li Yedid. Shei, but it's a Gemara, Ravei, Shei. It's a Heilige Gemara. Beis HaMikdash is about Yedidus, what it means to be close, to connect. We live in a time, Rabbi Yisrael, and emotionally we have difficulty connecting. And it's possible because we don't know how to connect with people, we don't know how to connect with the Eibishter. And we're lacking a certain capability of a nafshei kshura b'nafshei. Maybe. One is leads to the other. Maybe the Kshur B'Nafshe, the Yedid Hashem, will help you with the Yedid. Maybe. I don't know which leads to what, but they're probably, possibly, and I believe, not for sure, they're connected. Yedid. Binyamin was a Yedid. Yedid Hashem, Yishkein Levet, Acholav. Selig Epstein, Zeche Tzadik Levracha, the Geisach Shashiva from Queens, was sitting by this hespin. He was in the front row. This person from the shul used to go to Rav Zelig's shurim on Sunday. He gave shul for Balabatim. And he tells me, I don't know if I could say thank you for a hespin. It's not the right language. That's how he used to speak, Rav Zelig. Not the right language to be used for someone that said a hespin, but thank you. It's a meiridiki yisait. What it means to be a yedid. You know, Rabbi Yisai, I want to show you something interesting. Knei lecha chaverim, or knei lecha nu chaver. One. People think that they need to have many friends. They make an achasana, they search for friends to invite, you know. They make the list like this. It's tumultzachat. The Chidah already says that's the pshat in the Mishneh. Knei lecha chaver. One. Need one friend. Tayameiridik avad from Rabbi Yeruchim Gerel gzeichet tzadik levracha. The Gemara says that Eve had tremendous friends. How many did he have? He had three tremendous friends, right? Okay. There's a Gemara there in Baba Basra, in the Hemshech of that Gemara, that the Gemara says, Eve lehayev leh nivra. Eve never happened. It's just a mashal, it's just a story. A ganze chelik in Tanakh, yeah, a ganze nice 42 prakim. It's a mashal. So Rabbi Yehuda Gerelik used to ask, why? Why should we say it's a mashal? Why should we say lehayev lehnivra? So Pashup Shad is because Chazal knew that man the Omar, there's a Messiah that lehayev lehnivra. Like Rabbi Yehuda Gerelik zogin, ich hab a pshat in them. Bishloim a mensch hat ein guter Freund. No. Zwei gute Freunde. It's a tremendous chiddush. Three? Oh, no, you believe it, but that's coming as plain. Drei gute Chaverim? It's nicht scheich. Nicht scheich. The story doesn't make sense. It's a shame about it. Now, I want to tell you something interesting. Let's go back to the Lecha. And then we'll go back to explaining Dan Lekavschus. I want to tell you over what it says by Eve. At the end, people don't know this so much, But at the end, Eve got back everything. He got back double. It says in the Pasik Membeis, Perik Membeis, Pasik Yud Aleph, State in Pasik, Vashem, Pasik Yud first. Vashem, Shav, Eshvus Iuf. Why? People don't know this either. It's important to know. Bispalilei Beadre Eyu. He davened for his friend. His friend, he was in trouble. His friend, one of those three friends, were in trouble, and he davened for him. Oh, davened for Yemen. That stopped all the tzaras of Eve. Because he davened for his re'eyu. Vayoyis Hashem is kolashaliyu l'mishna. Hashem gave him double. Vayavayu eilav kalechav. Vechal achayisav. No vechal yaidav lifanim. All the people that knew him from before. You hear? Vayoychli moylechem beveisai. Vayonuduloi. He got everything back now. You know what the tenets is? When he was in Matziv of Tzare, there was only three people that were sitting there. The minute he got back everything, just left out of the woodworks. Out of the woodworks. He's successful now. I want my Menachem. There's a famous zug. There's a famous line. They say, where there's a will, there's a way. Where there's a will, there's relatives. Tamal, out of nowhere, from the woodworks, from the cracks, kumen chaveirim, mit relatives, which they say, you see, I'd rather not say the vitz. I think you earned it. And I'm also trying to buy a minute. You'll shmeichel a little, but you'll be meichel me on the minute. A mensch und gesagt zu Achavel, his second wife passed away. Zweite Weib, was hat er? Says, I never knew you got married a second time. Mazel tov. Mazel tov. Chaveif, I had the door steak. Vayinachmu. I'm on the mice. Vayinachmu. Now the menachemim. It's tutsachobda. You know the Teretz HaPesach is, there's two types of friends. There are friends who are there for you. And then there are friends, they're there for themselves. They want you. Knei l'cha, l'cha. Be kind of chaverim that are for you, chaverim. They're not looking for chavrus. Ooh, they have somebody. Wow, they could be his chavr. They're doing it l'cha, knei, l'cha, l'cha, l'cha. And the rabbis say, noch ein zach. Medem vet menemniken. What does it mean? Avedan is kol adam l'kafzchus. What is the hemshech hamishne? Years ago, when I had my yeshiva, I had a psashtikal bahalich. Because there were a lot of bachim, they were very upbeat and positive and happy about the learning in the yeshiva. And then there's always, you know, a few that are not. They're trailing behind and they're complaining and they're not happy. So I wanted to team up the happies with the unhappies. And with the yesoi, positive and negative makes. Electricity works out. And then when we came to Shidduchim, I thought of this mahalach. Echet abis lef shesiyag gutte mahalach. I mentioned ganz and positive. So like this, it balances. So I went to Rashiva, Rebbe, Meiriv, Rabbi, Rav Pam, and I asked him. He said, you're wrong. Well, actually, the truth is he never said those words because he wouldn't say you're wrong. He says, I don't agree with it. Sorry, I apologize. She was Hatzal. Didn't say you never would speak like that. I said, I don't agree with it. Because the kayach of negativity is so strong that it takes the positive and makes it negative. Abesai, knei lecha, you got to look for friends that are good for you. Not the friends that are good because it looks good, klapi chutz, that you have them. These were Iyev's three friends were there for Iyev, and because it was a good kasher, not the friends that came later. Allah, Tamal, he had a chasen of all people, friends that liked him. Has to be lecha, eh? Gotta choose your friends properly, because if they're negative, they could take you and make you positive. I want to tell you, there's yisoid. Misery. The opposite. Company breeds misery. It's famous yisoid. Sometimes you have a chava, and you're close to him, and you start complaining about everything. And he complains to you, and you complain to him. Makes you a negative person. So I went and I showed the Rashiva Efshet, that's the pshat in the Mishnah. Knei lecha chaver. What type of a chaver? It's a criteria. Asei lecha rav. What type of a Rebbe should you be taking? What type of a friend should you choose? And the answer is, Havidanis kaladam lekafskos. That's the criteria. Are you sitting together with him and seeing positive, good about people? Or you're sitting and you're complaining. I sold it to Rosh Hashiva, he liked it. And years later I found the Maram al Shaka says this pshat. Vidanitz kolodom lekafschus is a criteria in the asei lecha rav and knei lecha chava. You have to learn, Rabbi Isai, what it means to be a good friend and a good brother. What it means, and then it's a tremendous kinyan both ways. You to him, and him to you. These are the kinyonim, and this might be one of the greatest milas of chaver taif.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.